This is WSKG News. The number of syphilis cases has increased dramatically in recent years in central New York. Ellen Abbott looks at the reason why syphilis rates are spiking and what the state and local organizations are doing about it.
It used to be that when there was an outbreak of syphilis in New York State, the state health department would find people infected in a particular school or neighborhood.
But now the social networks are different. People meet through the internet, and if they're looking for sexual partners, and if they throw that net wide enough, they're going to find them.
Dan Kassler, the head of the state health department's communicable disease program in central New York, believes the anonymity and increasing number of these sexual encounters is a big reason the number of new syphilis cases in the central New York region jumped from 8 in 2000 to 110 last year. But that's not all, according to Aaron Bortel of ACR Health in Syracuse.
There's other social factors at play here, particularly the opiate epidemic. And again, how drug use behaviors relate to sexual practices and decision-making, period.
Add to that the loss of urgency about practicing safe sex now that HIV/AIDS is a more manageable disease, and there's a perfect storm that's allowed this sexually transmitted disease to thrive. Kassler says most of the cases in the epidemic involve men having sex with men, but because of the internet connection, they're not limited to urban areas. Kassler says one way the state's trying to fight this is by going online themselves.
The person who's infected with syphilis would give us the information of how to contact that person on that particular site, and then we reach out to that person through social media and engage them in a discussion online and refer them to the nearest place where they can receive care.
ACR Health is also hoping to make an impact by expanding its STD testing program to include rapid syphilis tests, says Bortel.
So this offers an immediate screening device, and they can get a result within 10 minutes if they have antibodies present in their blood that are positive for syphilis.
Bortel says the rapid tests allow ACR to go anywhere in their 9-county service area to reach people that might not normally go to a doctor or clinic. ACR Health also offers rapid tests for HIV and hepatitis C. For WSKG News, I'm Ellen Abbott.